Welcome to Unity Fort Worth Online. We are a spiritual center of love and wisdom, affirming God's presence in our lives and reaching the larger community in ever-increasing circles of good.
Awesome. Yeah. Hey, we are alive. That's good news right there, isn't it? We're alive. Yeah, we have this gift of life. And it comes directly from spirit. I want to talk about the power of consciousness, which gives life to everything. And it's a house not built with hands. That's the scripture from 1 Corinthians 5. And I want to talk about that later in the sermon. This whole idea that we have this house of consciousness that's not made with hands. It's not subject to what's out there, the effects of the world. It comes from the source, the origin within, right? There's an old taunt that we may have said as kids when we were ill-used. We said, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words or names will never hurt me.
Wrong.
Yeah, do you remember a word or a name that was used, years and years ago, might have been 10, 20, 50 years ago? You still got it within you. It's informed your whole life view if you're not careful. And, you know, the wounds from somebody hurting you physically have healed up long ago, but that word is still there. That's the power of consciousness, right? And behind every word is an idea, and the idea is even more potent and powerful. So we have to really be careful to guard our words and our thoughts and ideas because they are creative, right? If we're going to dwell in hatred, anger, frustration, all those lowly thoughts, then we're going to condition our life with those thoughts. So we have to hold the best thought. Let me read the first verse of this hymn. I love it. It's an old Irish hymn, Be Thou My Vision. But it's almost pure unity, isn't it? Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of my heart, right? There's the consciousness deep within my heart. Naught be all else to me. I'm not going to focus out there. I'm going to focus in here. Save that you are here. And here's the line I love the best. Thou my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Thou my best thought. See, whenever there's something going on and you've lost it, I know it doesn't happen very often, but on the occasions when it does happen, when we lose it, if we can remember, hey, is that my best thought? And the answer will probably be, no. I can do better than this. I can come up higher. So on any given day, we are invited to come into our best thought. That doesn't mean the highest and best you can ever attain. It means for that moment, right? Instead of letting it be in reactive, negative, destructive ways of thinking and feeling, or just plain blah ways of thinking and feeling, bring it up to a higher level, right? How can I transform this particular situation by giving it my best thought? Now, in those moments when you've been able to do that, tell me what it feels like. What does it feel like when you've substituted a really nasty, you know, awful thought with a higher thought? What? There's a yes that goes on, yes. There's an expansion that goes on, right? Because I'm not limited by that old way of thinking. I am bigger than that, right? I am made of this God stuff, this spirit within me that is the origin of everything that I am. And therefore, I don't need to be down there. I can bring my thought up to a higher level. In India, they call it Purusha and Prakriti, these elements like yin-yang elements of God, right? There's the essence of God and then the energy of God. It's like male and female, and they cook together and they bring forth manifestation. It's the same way the Father and the Son get together and have a good time and they bring forth the Holy Spirit of life, right? This is the creative process in our lives. But it begins in a remembrance of spirit. Spirit is in charge, right? We are in the world, but we are not of the world, yeah? The manifestation is not dependent. Spirit is not dependent on the manifestation. The manifestation comes and goes, but spirit is eternal. Yeah? Now, we call our way of thinking new thought for that reason. Hold a new and a higher thought at any given time, yes? But sometimes we can check out into mentalism or spiritualism, where everything's spirit, yeah, and everything else is just an illusion. Now, if I come up and punch you, it doesn't feel like an illusion, does it? Those horrible things that happened in Paris and the Middle East and elsewhere don't feel like illusions. I don't buy into the idea that, oh, it's just God and there's nothing else. I think God expresses through our humanness, yes? So the work is to understand how they connect together, how I can be a fully spiritual being in human form. Shane Wells, one of our members, put up a thread this week, and he asked the question. And he said, if I'm starving, what would you do? Feed me or pray for me? And a lot of people said both. And then he replied, I asked one or the other. Will you pray for me or will you feed me? And, you know, we like the idea of both, right? Because we live in a both-and world. But if you had to choose, what would it be?
Feed
me, right? Because we want to be loving and generous, right? Above all. And prayer, even though it's a wonderful thing, it's a very interior process, and it's really not helpful until there's feet on it, yeah? And a lot of people were saying, well, I'll pray for you. The danger with that is we're separating prayer from an interior awareness. What true prayer is, right, is aligning our consciousness with God consciousness so we then know how to respond, how the words to say, the actions to take. Because there's times when we might not want to enable somebody by feeding them, right? We don't know that yet until we've aligned ourselves with God consciousness. So in every situation, what comes first? God comes first. Prayer is only effective if it helps us align with that God awareness within us. There's an old phrase, an old saying that says, you know, used by people who are into this, everything's an illusion other than God. When a tree falls in the forest and there's no one to hear it, does it make a sound?
Yes.
So what's the answer on that one? If a tree falls in the forest, there's no one to hear it, does it make a sound? You know, in a sense, no. In my perception, it doesn't. I don't hear it. But does it make a sound?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does, she says. How can you prove that? You weren't there. That's why it's a bit of a conundrum, you know? Yeah, who's going to prove it here? What?
It vibrates
air molecules, so we could detect it. So we need a detector. See, this is the old question between perception and awareness, right? Perception can be based only on our senses or what we see. We have to see to believe. Whereas it's the faith that Thane was talking about that is the opposite of that. It's our awareness that something exists. There's a famous limerick about this called God in the Quad. And the quad, I guess, the quadrangles of a college or whatever. And it says, there was a young man who said, God must think it exceedingly odd if he finds this tree continues to be when there's no one about in the quad. Reply, dear sir, your astonishment's odd. I am always about in the quad, and that's why the tree will continue to be, since observed by yours faithfully, God.
So the tree makes a sound.
So the tree makes a sound, right? Because God's always there. That is our infinite resource, and that's the beauty of this, right? God is our infinite resource, so if you're not activated and using it, why not? What's wrong with you? Get on with it. You know, let's do it. We have that ability to rise up higher, right? To give it our best thought at any given moment. And as you become habituated to higher and higher levels of thinking, then you can go higher and higher, right? Because there's always another level to expanding the good. Yeah? So why waste our energy in fear and divisiveness? That's not going to solve my problem. It's not going to solve the problem in Paris. It's not going to solve the problem anywhere, right? I want to go to solution. I want to take my mind off the problem and place it directly on God. Because I know from the currency, in God,
we trust.
Yeah? Think of some great ideas. Think of the American dream. What does the American dream mean? It means 350 million things, doesn't it, to every single American man, woman, and child, because it's not something you can contain, and here's the American dream. Otherwise, it would be in a museum somewhere, wouldn't it? There'd be an let's go and see the American Dream. Ooh, look. Luckily, it can't be put in a museum because it's a living idea in our hearts and minds, yes? And that's what makes it beautiful. So you've got an American Dream, I've got an American Dream. They could be different, but they're all part of this expansive, great view of what's possible, right? As long as it's an expansive view, it's a best thought, it's a dream. And then in the 60s, what? Martin Luther King Jr. came along to expand on the American dream. He had a dream, yes? It was part of the dream, but it expanded it to include more and more people, yeah? So dreams expand, change. They don't have to stay static, do they? We can always be welcoming. I like the dream or the idea, the vision that the Parisians have right now. And that is the best way to overcome their difficulty and the terror that's around. It is not to fight back necessarily, literally, but it's to be defiant. And to be defiant through music and partying. And I like that. Defiant through music and partying. I think that fits in very well with Unity Church of Fort Worth, you know, because we have some great music and we're going to have lots of partying back there, lots of great food. But, you know, that's part of it, isn't it? It's remember that life is joy. Life is meant to be enthused about, yeah? We are alive. We give thanks for that. And I love that consciousness. This country has a festival we're about to partake of this week that's unique, I think. Other countries have, you know, harvest festivals, and I suppose there's Thanksgiving, but none of them are actually called Thanksgiving. You know, what an awesome concept that is, isn't it? And it's not just a one-day thing. It's Thanksgiving, basically. Every day is for thanks. So it's a Thanksgiving attitude to life, yes? Great ideas. This is interesting. The same idea came to different authors. If you notice that inventions seem to happen like that, somebody will be working on something in Russia or Europe or America, and they're creating the same thing, right? Later on, they discover that they've been working on the computer, for instance, and unbeknownst to themselves, it's a wartime part of the unfoldment of history, so there wasn't a lot of communication. So nobody knew that was happening, and yet the creative idea was there, yes? So ideas happen. They happen in the collective unconsciousness, don't they? We're not aware of it. For instance, we're all wearing the same shoes all of a sudden. Where did that come from? And it's not just because you watched it on television. I'm not saying you're all wearing the same shoes. I'm saying, you know, talk about fashion, that all of a sudden that's cool, right? Where did it come from? Even if you didn't have the television on, even if you weren't aware of it, you knew about it. Because it enters into consciousness and then it becomes part of what's happening in our world. Well, in order for that to be better than shoes, you know, because I don't necessarily think shoes is my highest and best thought right now. I have to rise up to what is my highest thought, because that will communicate, yeah? That will send a message around the world. Isn't this why we gather? We are a critical mass of people making a difference in our world. And you are a critical mass of ideas in here making a difference in your particular world as well, right? So therefore, choose those highest and best thoughts. I put Love Prevails out on the banner outside there, and I also put it on a Facebook post that I put up the other day, and it's a beautiful river, and I just put Love Prevails because I really been focusing on that idea this week because I think that's so needed. You know, whenever there's confusion, love prevails, right? That's the essence of God. God is love. But anyway, somebody made a comment. I wrote love prevails, and they wrote love perverts, love perverts. And I didn't respond to it because I thought, okay, you know, maybe that's a viewpoint. But I don't think love perverts.
It's not love if it perverts.
Exactly. We pervert, don't we? We twist it out of shape. But that's our problem, not love's problem. Love prevails. And once we come to that highest and best thought, then love will prevail in our lives. So I want to bless that person who thinks love perverts, yeah? I think there are a lot of things that pervert in this world, but I don't think love is one of those things. Because love only wants to heal wounds, right, to bind up the difficulties in our lives. So let's get to the scripture. We know that if the tent that we live in on earth is torn down, we have a building from God. What does tent suggest to you? It's a dwelling, but what kind of a dwelling? Temporary. This frame, this body, right, is a temporary thing, right? But we're not just that. We have a building from God. We have a spirit within us that's not subject to time and change. This is the good news. It's a house that isn't made with hands, which is eternal and located in heaven. Now, if we're old-timey, we're going to say it's located in. But if we're new thought, we're going to say it's within us, right? This eternal house is within us right now. It's our infinite resource. We groan while we live in this residence, in this human tent. Have you been groaning lately?
One time.
She's been groaning one time. There is a tendency to groan, though, isn't there? We all have a tendency to groan. We really want to dress ourselves with our building from heaven, since we assume that when we take off this tent, we won't find out that we are naked. Yes, while we're in this tent, we groan because we are weighed down. See, when our focus is on externals, the manifestation of things, the effects, we're going to groan. And unfortunately, the media is into the groaning business, yeah? That's what they do. They're groaning every time you turn it on. And it can fool you into thinking that's reality. But that is not reality. Reality is the house not made with hands. The spirit, the beautiful, pellucid, joyous, limitless spirit within us all, yeah? When I was young, I thought about dying, and I thought, oh my God, I don't want to, number one, I don't want to die. Number two, what's going to happen to Paul? You know, and I got to have Paul. We can't lose Paul. And it scared the bejesus out of me, you know, the idea that I wouldn't be around. Well, now, folks, it's like, you know, we've had enough of Paul. I mean, he's been going on. I mean, I like myself enough, but, you know, I mean, I don't want to hang on to it forever, you know. And how many Pauls are there anyway? Somebody in the last service put their hand up because his name was Paul. But that's not what I was asking. But, you know, we are so many people on so many different days, aren't we? So who is the reality of us? That's the tent, you know. And you can paint your tent and you can decorate your tent and do all kinds of things with it. That's fine. But remember, it's just the tent. It's not the reality. We are the house not made with hands, right? We want to be dressed, not undressed, so that what is dying can be swallowed up by life. And the physical is always dying, but the reality is spirit is always alive, and that's the good news. Now, the one who prepared us for this very thing is God. So God is always with us, and God gave us the spirit as a down payment for our home. Isn't that nice? God gives us a down payment to help us get the house. But if you've got a down payment, you also have a mortgage. Now, what is the mortgage that you pay to live in this house not made with hands? What's the mortgage? All right, to give God the glory is part of the mortgage, isn't it? It's what am I willing to give to build the best thoughts, to know that I'm actually alive fully, yeah? That's the mortgage. I've got to give something. I can't just stand here, right, and wish it would all go away or whatever. You know, I've got to do something. I've got to put something into action. So it could be give God the glory. What are you going to do? Come on.
Service,
okay. The idea of serving our fellow human beings. What else? Enjoying the food with gusto. Is that what you said? That's part of it. It's being fully alive, you know. Being present at any particular moment, isn't it? Because so often we're not. We're eating our dinner thinking about dessert, for instance. Who doesn't, you know? But it's hard to stay focused sometimes. But that's part of the mortgage. That's what I'm willing to pay. What else? I'm making you work this morning. Make you work. Clean up your thoughts. Bring it up to a higher thought. That's my duty each day, right? My joyous task is to bring it up there to a higher level of recognition of who I truly am. And we all lose it. I mean, we woke up the other day and we started saying things to each other, if you know what I mean. And then we decided, well, it was mostly me, I suppose. I don't know. But anyway, we decided, hey, you know, that's good. We got that one out of the way. Let's have a nice day now. It's all about a choice to come on up higher. And I want two more and then we'll stop. Two more things that's mortgage that you're paying joyously because you're getting a house. Let love prevail, you know, no matter what, right? Let that be the truth for you, even when there's so much evidence to the contrary sometimes, yeah. Because there's power to that, folks. There's amazing power to that that comes to us. Gives us resilience and energy and ability to live remarkable lives. Yeah, one more.
Pray for those
darn so-and-sos, right? Because those so-and-sos is me. If there's only one of us here, then, you know, what I see out there must be within me. Otherwise, I wouldn't see it, right? So thank you, God, that I saw it. So now I can come up higher and give God the glory. Because we are in this beautiful house, this consciousness, God consciousness, not made with hands, and everything is possible. Amen? Yes.
Thank you for listening. This ministry is funded through the generous contributions of individuals just like you. If you have found spiritual enrichment here, please visit us online at www.unityfortworth.org and make a donation. We thank you for your contribution and affirm with you, divine love flowing through us blesses and multiplies all that we give and all that we receive.